If you missed the story over the weekend, we don't know if they actually caught an alligator or if it was a hoax. On the phone with us, she's been covering the story all weekend long from Block Club Chicago. It is Mina Bloom. Mina, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
When you first heard about this alligator story, your first reaction, what did you think?
I just wanted to know if it was the real thing or not. So my reporter instinct kicked in, and I got to work trying to verify that this really happened. And to this, right now, we don't know. After a couple days, we do not know if this actually happened or not.
Now, did this all start with a police report or something posted on Facebook? That's a little fuzzy to me. How did this all start on Saturday?
So I had actually received a message from a source at the boathouse, the Humboldt Park Boathouse, where the Humboldt Park Lagoon is. And he had told me that someone was claiming to have caught another alligator. But then about an hour later, there was a Facebook video that surfaced. And that video showed a group of men, one of them holding an alligator, and they were all kind of talking about how, it's not over. There's another alligator that was caught. Then there were another couple videos that were that came out afterwards, but the Facebook video started to make the rounds, and so that's those two things combined. People started to catch wind of it.
Was there any witnesses watching these guys grab the alligator, or they just have video of the alligator outside the lagoon?
There's no witnesses, so that's part of the problem right now. I actually talked to the top spokesman for the Chicago Police Department this morning.
Anthony.
And he said, the problem right now is there are no witnesses. So there's no one to either corroborate their story or refuting their story right now. They just do not know if the alligator was actually found in the lagoon or if it was brought there. So that's the issue. I should also note that there are no cameras facing the lagoon. There are cameras in Humboldt Park, but there are none facing the lagoon over there. So that is making it challenging for police as well.
Well, you would think that would change after I can't even think of the first alligator's name, Chance the Snapper. After the
Chance
the Snapper incident, now this alligator was nicknamed Second Chance on Saturday. Is that right?
That's the first time hearing of it, but I love that.
So we had Alligator Bob, who was trying to catch Chance the Snapper. Then they bring in Frank Robb, who is the expert from Florida. And, of course, this guy does this for a living, and he caught the alligator in a day and a half. But these two men claim that they almost caught Chance the Snapper. Is that right?
They're claiming that, yes.
I mean,
Anthony, the police spokesman, he said that these men had actually been in contact with Frank Robb over social media. So that's important to note during the hunt and since the hunt. So they had been going back and forth with Frank Robb on social media.
It's just so odd to me that all of a sudden this video surfaces on Facebook and these guys, I think they're doing it for the glory. I don't know. It just seems a little fishy to me, but didn't they separate the two guys that caught the alligator and they had conflicting stories?
Yeah, so they did give conflicting stories on the scene to police, and they were taken into custody and questioned, but they have since been let go, so they are no longer in custody. And again, Anthony is telling me, we really don't have anything to hold them on right now. We don't have any evidence either way. So they're hoping that they get some new leads and they can figure out if this alligator was actually caught in the lagoon or if it was not.
And how big's the alligator?
About 3 feet long. So it is smaller than Chance the Snapper. Chance the Snapper was 5 feet 3 inches long. And actually, Frank Robb, the guy that you mentioned who caught Chance the Snapper, he's the Florida trapper.
Right.
He had said that the second alligator is a juvenile, and that he couldn't have been in the lagoon for any period of time. Those were the words that he used. So that's coming from an expert.
Why is that? Because he would have died? How does that work?
Because You know, I don't have the exact answer, but you know, that's because he's a juvenile, because he's very young.
So if this is a hoax, what could they get charged with?
That's a great question. I, you know, at this point, we don't totally know because, you know, it depends on what the charges are, right? Like if they are charged with housing an alligator illegally, it'll be a different charge than if they made false statements to police or if they're charged with both. It's just unclear at this point, and there are no charges, and they are not in custody. So, those things would have to be. Yeah.
I don't understand where people are getting all these alligators. I assume that the first one was a baby alligator that some drunk guy brought back from Florida, and it grew up, and then they just threw it in the lagoon. But where are you getting a 3-foot baby alligator?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think that people do keep them as pets illegally everywhere. And as to where they get them, gosh, I mean, I think that there are sort of like black market ways to get animals like that, but I don't exactly know. I mean, I don't believe there's any store you can walk in Chicago and buy an alligator outright. So it would have to be done through some sort of backdoor deal.
Well, maybe they brought it over state lines. There's got to be something with that. But let me go up to the newsroom and ask Steve Bertrand. Steve, they could be charged for disorderly conduct, maybe, or filing. I guess they didn't really file a false report. They didn't really talk to anyone.
No, just the general nuisance.
For making a false statement to police.
Right. If they talked to police and their stories didn't line up, someone's not telling the truth there.
Got it. Okay. Mina, thank you so much. You can check out Mina Bloom in Block Club Chicago. We appreciate your time, and this is just a crazy story. Who has time
so
to pick up an alligator, take it down there, and post it on social media?